Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 6th of Shawwal and our topic is Making dhikr in the morning. My dear brothers and sisters, in most situations, the more one works, the more one earns. This is certainly the case when it comes to dhikr or the remembrance of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to increase our remembrance of Him. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O believers, always remember Allah often. This ayah is found in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 41. Nonetheless, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us a couple of words that could equal a long time of worship. Juwariya radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from my apartment in the morning as I was performing the Fajr prayer. He came back later in the morning and found me sitting there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Are you still in the same position as I left you?" I said, "Yes." Thereupon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I said 4 words after you, 3 times each. If these words were weighed against whatever you said since the morning, it would outweigh them." And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her these words, and they are, "Subhanallah wa bihamdih, adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, wa zinata arshih, wa midada kalimatih." Glory be to Allah and His praise by the number of His creation, by His pleasure, by the weight of His throne, and by the vastness of His words. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, how much of our time will these couple of words take, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the mother of the believers, Juwayriya radiallahu anha. So let us practice this sunnah every morning. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.